died at a local hospital. IRNUS.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Barry is an Israeli citizen, an Israeli patriot. He's Jewish. He has been studying what's going on in Israel for 30 years and reporting on this. And because he was getting so close to the true evil, and there is evil that dominates the government over there, why there were threats against his life for that reason, he's moved to the United States. And so the Israel's losses are gained. He still writes is read extensively in Israel, but we'd like to get him on our program on a regular basis. Keep us abreast of what's going on in Israel, because so much of it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense unless, of course, we're headed towards a major cataclysmic event in Israel that is prophesied. We're just going to have to wait and see how this unfolds. But it's always a pleasure to have Barry with us to discuss current events in Israel, and of course now we have the conflict with Gaza. Barry, you pick up the story.
Yeah, it's not a good story. Frankly, good stories are rare from Israel, but in America, you know, I have my own radio show, and I had someone on from Miami. A rabbi was shot dead there last week. Well, the police are not taking it seriously, but this is the latest in very serious events against the Jewish community. Bookstore burnt down. Well, I won't go through that, but it's spreading. This anti-Semitism is spreading, and it's in the States now, and it's frightening. And then what is Israel doing about its situation, maybe to get the anti-Semitism down a bit? It's weird. Avigdor Lieberman, he's the foreign minister. He has called on Germany to be the mediator to the Gaza crisis. Without diving into, well, on just on the basic surface, for Israel to rely on Germany for its security, what, doesn't he have a sense of history? Do they really want that? Apparently, yeah. They're viewing Germany as the logical takeover of Rafah. That's the border to Gaza. and Germany was part of the border in 2007 with the EU, and they let in the arms and the money that Hamas needed to overthrow the PLO. It's a mess. All right, it's terrible, but we have to look. We're going to go into the background, and it's a bit complicated, but follow with me. It's once you get the hang of things, it's not all that complicated. Now, we have to start off that once it's called Operation Protective Edge, dumb translation, but once it was launched, the former defense minister, he's now the leader of the opposition, that's Shaul Mofaz, was asked what he thought about his disengagement. He threw 10,000 Jews out of their homes, made them homeless. This was way back in 2005, and
he threw them out of Gaza. He was
he threw them out of northern Samaria as well.
But the major thing was he actually forced them to leave their homes, their businesses, their greenhouses. 10,000 Jews were forced out, literally at gunpoint. I had to return to the idea of land for peace, and of course you can see the peace they're getting now that Hamas has taken over and lobbing the missiles into Israel. And those 10,000 Jews are most of them are just indigent in Israel today and have terrible problems. They have no money, no homes, no businesses, and it's all related to this Hamas's effort and certainly forcing the Jews out of Gaza. But go ahead.
It's even wider than that, and the whole country is at war. This war is showing no signs of ending, not as I speak anyways. But Mofaz, he was the defense minister who threw him out. And I have a book, it's called Bye Bye Gaza. He's, if not the heavy, a heavy in that book. But he was asked if he still believes, they call it the disengagement. Throwing out Jews is a disengagement. And he was asked if his disengagement was a good idea after this latest, call it a war. We've got 2,000 dead so far. That's good enough to be called a mini war. Well, they call it an operation. I mean, it's a war. But he was asked if he still believed that throwing at the Jews was a good idea. And here's what Mofaz claimed, that the unilateral withdrawal from Gaza saved hundreds of lives. Right? And it also took 2,000 dead in the past month. It was a horrible, horrible segment of Israeli history. That's what it was. But what he didn't mention, and this is where things get complicated, and it's just the first part of the complications, his son Yaron Mofaz just happened to be in Amsterdam on July 17th, who was just photographing an Air Malaysia jet just before it took off and was blown out of the sky. Well, what we're told by pro-Russian rebels in the Ukraine, but that's not the issue here. I mean, what are the odds? First of all, I'm going to quote what I wrote an article, and later on I'll tell you how to go and see it. But Yaron Mofaz, well, he was a former employee of Israel. It doesn't matter. He just happened to photograph this, at the time, completely uneventful aircraft. Oops, I hear the music.
Hold on, we'll be back. Sorry.
We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The staff and families at Grace Cafe recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their effort abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. That's from Grace Cafe in Ault, where they say, if you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop in. That's Grace Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault, a great place for great food, offering a 10% discount for all military personnel. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, then, a pause was the defense minister who forced the Jews out of Gaza in 2005. And it was just by coincidence that his son just happened to be in Amsterdam and just happened to take a picture of a Malaysian Flight 17 just before it took off to be shot down over the Ukraine. Just a few minutes later. Go right ahead with the story, Terry.
All right. Now, this story is unfortunately not a story. Of all the planes in Amsterdam Airport, he took a photo of the one that's about to be shot out of the air. And by the way, I'm carrying on from this, but you have to understand. First of all, you have to ask. So what? So Yaron, the former defense minister of Israel at the time of the Gaza expulsion of Jews, was lucky. He just was at a right place and the right time to take a dreadful but historic photo of a plane, and just before 293 of its passengers and crew were blown out of the sky out of the Ukraine. Now, why should we believe that there was a money deal between Israel and pro-Russian rebels with anti-aircraft missiles to divert attention from the war that has just broken out over Gaza? Except his father was the one who made the Jews homeless in Gaza and got this war going. Look, please, folks, follow with me. I've come to understand that the way I see reality is, for some reason, not widely accepted, and it should be. Shaul Mofaz was appointed the new defense minister, but not just like that. First, he went to Washington. He learned the New World Order ropes at Martin Indyk's notorious think tank. It's called the Washington Center for Near East Studies. Then he returned to Israel with a CIA station chief in Tel Aviv. His name was Jeff O'Connell, to get the policy going. Come on, Ariel Sharon was considered a right-wing prime minister, and he threw the Jews out of Gaza. That's because, well, it was a CIA operation. There was a U.S.-led monitoring team. It was called the Roadmap. That's what they called all these terms. They get on your nerve. They sound kind of benevolent, and they're not. But here is what happened after Mofaz was named by Sharon as his new defense minister. He ordered the removal of three outposts. Call it a test. After the Israelis just took it, Prime Minister Sharon declared his unilateral withdrawal from all of Gaza. That's what actually happened. But if you think that's the end of the Mofaz family, you have to understand. They set up the Israeli religious, the Israeli settlers. They set them up, Shaul Mofaz, when he was chief of staff for the Israeli army. He appointed his brother, Shlomo, as chief of intelligence. Now, I wrote a book way back then, was called Traitors and Carpetbaggers in the Promised Land. The publisher was actually a Christian publisher, but I'm not sure that all the readers were Christians. The fact is, now I'm going to quote a short passage about the so-called massacre by Baruch Goldstein. It resulted in 60-plus Arab deaths, and it was supposed to throw the Jews out of Hebron, the Hebron massacre of 1994. I'm going to quote a little bit of my book. You go to my website and you can double-click the whole article. Boy, I was a good researcher when I was young. Here's, let's just start with a quote. Do you know that Goldstein met a high-ranking intelligence officer named Shlomo Mofaz, brother of our chief of staff, on the day before the massacre? And then the quote goes on, I know Shlomo, but what about it? Now let me quote my research. Get ready, people. This was a terrible massacre. It excoriated the Jews of Hebron. It should have got them thrown out. There are lots of reasons why that was prevented. But here is a quote from me, from my book. A former Hebron resident, a lively lady, added information on the Shabak frame-up of Baruch Goldstein, the innocent patsy for the Hebron massacre of 1994. Quote, you should know that Baruch didn't go straight into Yitzhak Hall and shoot it up. First, he stopped in Abraham Hall and told the Jewish worshippers there that he had met with a high-ranking IDF officer, Shlomo Mofaz, the day before, and he told him to prepare the Arab massacre of Hebron's Jews. After that, he left the hall and supposedly went on a shooting rampage. The whole thing didn't make sense then, and today it looks even more like Baruch was manipulated by Mofaz. If the IDF knew about an impending massacre, why didn't they send in troops to stop it, not warn Baruch that it was coming? More and more, it looks like Mofaz was the mastermind of the massacre and Baruch the stooge. Now, I know this, if you're not familiar with the mentality, this looks a little unreal. But let's not kid ourselves. The Mofaz clan was always on the front lines of massive bloodshed. Shlomo organized the Hebron massacre of 1994. And I exposed it, and people knew about it, but the Jews of Hebron let it go on. They didn't demand an investigation. Now, Shaul, who is the current opposition leader, he oversaw the Jews of Hebron, of Gaza, deported in 05. And Yaron was there to witness the takeoff of the bloody end to an Air Malaysia flight, diverting attention from the war directly caused by his father's removal of the Jews from Gaza, and most vehemently supported by the right-wing settler Israelis, vilified by a massacre arranged by, well, Shlomo Mofaz, Yaron's uncle. The circle is complete. Look, folks, just straightforward. It can't be a coincidence. It can't be. You don't get a family involved in so much violence. Ultimately, against the settlers, the intention was to get them thrown out of everywhere. They did get them thrown out of Gaza. They wanted them out of Hebron. They were arranging horrific violence against Jews. But these settlers are their most virulent supporters of this war taking place right now in Gaza. Now, if the Arabs of Gaza and the settlers of Judea and Samaria understood that they share the same enemy, maybe they would look on reality differently. Well, they aren't. They are as mortal an enemy as you could imagine. They don't understand. They're just puppets. They should. They don't. They have the same enemy. They suffer equally, but they don't.
For our listeners, it was in 94, the Goldstein, who is an army officer, just went into a mosque and killed 60 people. That's what we're told. Because it doesn't make sense. Why would he have done that? And, of course, what it did, of course, it created tremendous animosity against the Jews. So they killing 60 Arabs, turned the Arabs there in Hebron against the Jews. And, of course, it was supposed to, create the animosity. The Jews would be driven out of Hebron. They weren't. But so nobody's ever really looked into why would an Israeli army officer simply walk into a mosque and shoot 60 Arabs? Go ahead.
A mosque that he had stopped going to. Look, you go to my website. That's Barry Chamish, chamish.com. Look up the latest article. It will take you to my research way back. I guess I wrote it up at 96, let's say. I knew it was a setup. I knew it. And I went and I interviewed the people of Hebron, and I interviewed Goldstein's family. All this when I was young and I gave a damn about Israel. Right now, what's it got me? All this great writing talent and, well, I'm living in a foreign country with barely an income. It's not a good idea send your children to become reporters, not if they want to report the truth. Look, I'm going to talk about one reporter who has done okay, and I worked with him on pretty serious stories, two of them. That's Aaron Klein. And I'm going to say that what you're about to hear from Klein, it came out, I guess, a couple of months ago, about ISIS. I stand by him. This guy is honest. Now, I think he stopped short of diving into the horrible truth, and I made the mistake of doing that, but what he reports is honest. He's not making it up. And by the way, there are plenty out there who are making it up. Now, what he wrote a couple of months ago should be taken very, very seriously. He claimed that ISIS, that's the group that's taken over half of Iran, but more to the point...
Half of Iraq.
I'm sorry, Iraq. I apologize. But more to the point, what was it, 4 or 5 days ago, they captured the Mosul Dam. That dam is the biggest dam in the Middle East. Heck, they could do whatever they wanted. If they blew it up, you're going to see water. You're going to see a massive amount of water flooding Iraq. They're holding it hostage, in short. But what Aaron claimed, and he's right, by the way, is that America created ISIS. The same America that whose Air Force is now bombing it to protect some Kurds on a mountain. There have been 19 strikes so far, but more to the point, this war going on is all from the same source. All you do is dive backwards. The business with Mofaz and oh, I hear the music. We'll get to ISIS next.
We'll go back into the multitudinary stuff.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Jensen Arms takes this special time to salute the men and women in uniform who have answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve, as they have fought hard to restore peace around the world. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. This message is sponsored by Jensen Arms, where they're working proudly with this station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms, who says keep your radio tuned right here.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
York, and here in Paris, excuse me, very sad. We're going to be talking about what's going on over there in Gaza. And but go right ahead, Barry. Well, before we do, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your radio program, how they can get your book, and how they can get to your PayPal button and to help you maintain your family while you're writing and bringing the American people and the people of Israel the truth about what's really going on today.
Sure. I think the book you want is Bye Bye Gaza. It accurately, it didn't just predict it, it proved this war coming up was set on purpose. As soon as the Jews were tossed out of Gaza, anarchy took over. All right, they were tossed out in the summer of 2005. Hamas took over in 2007. And, well, you've got it. That's what we've got today, a war. To get it, you go to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. There's a search box. Type in my name, Shamish. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. My website, I've got a webmaster, David Samran, who's keeping it up to date. It's far from perfect, but it's useful, is barrychamish.com. There is a PayPal button. Folks, I depend on you, and I assure you I'm not getting rich off you. But nonetheless, if you establish a relationship with me, my address is also there. We can keep this going as long as I'm going, I suppose. So that's it. My radio show every Tuesday evening is Tuesday at my time at 6 Eastern Time on First Amendment Radio, and that's that. Now, let's go on to Aaron. Look, I trust the guy, but he's every bit as ignored as me. He reported way back, well, my goodness, it's almost 2 years ago, that ISIS, that's the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant officially, why ISIS was changed. It doesn't matter. It's ISIS, the same group that have taken half of Iraq and that Americans are bombing supposedly to save a group of Kurds on a mountain. It gets messy. But what he claims in this article is that the U.S. trained ISIS at a secret Jordan base. It's been ignored. Nobody is asking where ISIS came from. It's only been 2 years, folks. And these reports, not 2 years old, were accurate then, and they're accurate now. Here's, I'm going to quote Klein. Now, he's got Jordanian sources. These officials said, I quote, dozens of ISIS members were trained at the time as part of covert aid to the insurgents targeting the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The officials, now here's a weird off quote, they didn't know that it would be used, that ISIS would be used for a future campaign against Iraq. Sure they didn't. More to the point, let's go on. In February 2012, WorldNet Daily was the first to report the U.S., Turkey, and Jordan were running a training base for the Syrian rebels in the Jordanian town of Safawi in its north. Now, this later was backed up pretty serious sources. Der Spiegel reported the Americans were training the Syrian rebels, and then the Guardian, a far less reliable source, but it reported the same thing. U.S. Trainers were aiding Syrian rebels in Jordan. In short, I believe Klein has reported accurately the war that's going on today in the whole Middle East. Don't think it's just Gaza. You've got Americans now bombing the very people they trained. Now, the Jordanian officials, according to this article, open their mouths because they are afraid that ISIS will take over their country next. The ISIS posted a video on YouTube. Well, they threatened to move on Jordan and slaughter King Abdullah. They view him as an enemy of Islam. Don't even ask why. There's no rationality anymore. They just view him as an enemy of Islam. Now, more. Klein claimed that Saudi Arabia is the primary financier of ISIS. Well, today it's Qatar is in there. But it isn't just. Look at your reality, and now imagine you're in the Middle East. What was it, 2 years ago? The Sunnis were the good Muslims, and the Shiites were the radical Muslims. Well, that's not the case anymore. What you've got in Iraq, the Shiite, that's the Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, is very radical compared to ISIS. You have complete chaos. There is no sorting this out. You've got that lack of reality that leads to wars. You've got a butte going on in Gaza, but you have a pretty darn good one threatening Iraq. And I'm going to say it again. 2 days ago, Obama declared his wish that Iraqi Prime Minister al-Maliki were replaced. The Americans took that role. So somehow, Obama wants al-Maliki out, but he's bombing his opponent, ISIS, who the United States funded, I assume, with Obama's full knowledge. Are you following all this, Dr. Stan? Are you there? I think I lost Dr. Stan. Well, I'm going to keep on talking, and I just hope somebody out there is listening. What Klein said is that ISIS is now being trained at the Incirlik Air Base near Adana, Turkey, where American personnel and equipment are located. Did you come back, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you, look, you have a situation where after training in Turkey, it's not just 1,200. Oops. We'll go into the next part of this.
The moment is very shabby. Right here is America.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freed Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what?
We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
I guess, Terry, go right ahead.
I'll just summarize, Aaron, before heading into a major subject, and watch out for it, and that's water. Now, what Aaron said is today, it began with 1,200 Syrian rebels. They were the original ISIS. Now they're being trained in Turkey by the tens of thousands, and they're making their way to Iraq by way of Syria to try and establish an Islamic caliphate, or, you know, run by Sharia law in Iraq at this moment, and they have captured the Mosul Dam that holds back the Euphrates. If they decide to blow it up, you have utter, complete chaos in Iraq. It goes farther than that. I'm not the water expert, but it's not good. And they're holding it. Meanwhile, the United States is bombing ISIS, which they created, and through their allies directly, that's Saudi Arabia and Qatar, are funding and giving them the arms to fight Iraq. It's much more of a mess. People think they have a reality. People think that Hamas are the bad guys. They're all bad guys. You've got a region taken over by bad guys, and that, by the way, does include Israel. But I'm going to say that Israel is the sanest. You know what? Who knows anymore? Who knows anymore? The real problem is Israel's heading into the same water hostage situation. Look, there's four new desalination plants going up in Israel at this moment, and there's one share between Israel and Jordan. Now, desalination, well, here is Gideon Bromberg. He's the Israeli director of Friends of Earth, and he says desalination combined with Israel's leadership in wastewater reuse presents political opportunities that were not there even 5 years ago. In other words, we give the Palestinians water, and they'll be so grateful to us, they won't go to war. What a pipe dream. In other words, that's my comment. I'm sorry. Moreover, Bromberg said desalination is not an end-all solution. His quote, the plants require immense amounts of energy, consuming roughly 10% of Israel's total electricity production today. But it gets a little trickier. Here's the quote. Right now, the issue of returning brine to the sea is minor. And by the way, it's a lot of brine. If you're providing water for Jordan, Israel, and the Palestinians, it's not just a minor amount. But nonetheless, he says, right now, the return of brine to the Mediterranean is minor. But he insists he doesn't know what the effect of multiple plants would have. And here's his quote, much more research is required. required. Now, that's to begin with. You think that when you desalinate, you don't have a problem. You got to deal with the salt. And the ocean, even a tiny amount in a sea like the Mediterranean, if, well, what they're saying is Lebanon and Cyprus and Egypt, they're all building plants, and it's going to have a terrible effect. Desalination will end up being a curse on its own, but there's a bigger potential, and I want to stress this. Here's the quote from the article. Relying so heavily on desalination presents potential security risks. Missile strikes could potentially knock out large portions of the region's water supply. What it comes down to is in 2006 with the war against Hezbollah, they did everything possible to rocket away a major Israeli power plant in Hadera. And what Bromberg concludes is anything in Israel is vulnerable. But, quote, I hope that people will be smart enough not to harm infrastructure. Yeah, sure. People are smart enough and rational enough. And I've got a prediction. This Mosul Dam, if ISIS faces a loss in their campaign to create a Sharia government caliphate in the Middle East, I think they're going to blow that dam, and you're going to have utter, complete devastation on the Euphrates. And if Israel thinks that they can pacify the Palestinians by setting up desalination plants, they're going to be in for a shock when they're targeted. We're talking utter, complete chaos going on there. And, well, what can you say? Syria, 170,000 dead. And that's part of the chaos. All right. But it's 2,000 dead in Gaza. It's, to say the least, the Middle East, everywhere, is in a vicious, vicious war. And the background, I'm going to say, your listeners, as much as I respect them, they don't have a hang of the background.
Okay, I certainly agree with you, because it doesn't make sense, the fact that we would train ISIS and then we'd be bombing ISIS. But when you see the bigger picture, then, of course, the whole world is certainly altered. We're living, certainly, in a tragic situation where we're creating the best enemies that American dollars can buy. Go right
Watch ahead. Out for water. That's a little warning I'm leaving you. That's the next weapon in this war. How much time do I have?
Well, let's see. You have... We're out of time, Barry, I'm afraid.
Oh, gosh. There's so much more to explain about this, but I'm glad you gave me the opportunity.
Okay, well, we'll get to it next week. God bless. Thanks to
bye, all.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power.
Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I believe we're living in prophetic time. And basically, we know that because Israel has been reconstituted as a nation after 2,000 years. And people will point to the fact that there are all sorts of evil people who've been involved with the recreation of Israel. And I have no question that's true. And yet Israel is there as a nation. And now, of course, we're obviously moving towards another major war. If you read Revelation 6:8, you find that in this coming war, a quarter of the population of the world is killed. And going on, another third of the population of the world is killed. How could you possibly do that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have nuclear weapons. Those nuclear weapons are capable of destroying the vast majority of the population of the world. And certainly, what can you do about it? Well, you can have a personal relationship with our Lord. You can warn others. Try to bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord. Because we are living in prophetic time. So, as the story unfolds, hopefully you'll be listening to Radio Liberty, and we will be, of course, bringing information to you on a regular basis, hopefully. Information will help you to understand what is taking place. Under any circumstances, we hope that many of you out there will find it within your budget to help and support Radio Liberty, because we need your help as 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We bring our message to people across the country, and we have 50, well, our afternoon program probably has 15, 18 stations that have it. Our evening program will have close to 10 stations, 11 stations. It's an expensive proposition having a radio network, but if you help us, we can maintain it and reach people and hopefully change their lives, at least give them an understanding of what's going on today. As you're looking at what's logic and what's taking place. In other words, we created ISIS. Now we're bombing ISIS. ISIS is a radical Islamic movement that wants to reestablish the Turkish Caliphate, the Ottoman Empire, which, of course, was destroyed at the end of the First World War. Well, we do hope, of course, that you'll want to join us in this epic struggle to inform people as to what's going on. And so